Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there, Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that sent in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was static, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich gets fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it. No matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining.
trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres, so I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me, sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit, a fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah. Children singing, see, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts, revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta shoot only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. But when my mom said, nigga, you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my dick and pee right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The army's a school, teaching smart ways to kill. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud, fuck it. Sleep on my drunkenness, I'll blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills and cop guns, the time come. I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Fuck the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Fuck the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood and one nigga. Only killers know my face. I be the case for shooting at the police. Nigga, the name Lake goes simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
And listen more and talk less. Watch all and trust none, demand your respect. And be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule the strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies and a fly go a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in the Indiana Jones. And I keep out the gold and keep out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them feet can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was static, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Call us teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich gets fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper.
What?
Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world
mouth full of 52 fakers, gypsy seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10-7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Free the land. Welcome to another edition of the Provision of Government Republic Afro Radio. I'm your host, Buman Shakur, who is administering information. I'll let it read a couple of things before I get into going to the broadcast. On this show tonight, we'll be talking about the new African Nation Day that's taking place March 31st, Dodge Arm Clark Town, Columbia, Georgia. And the image is at 2503 Dawson Street, Columbia, Georgia, 31903. Now, the historical foundation of the Black Nation of North America. Land independent self-government has been objective sought by Black people ever since we were kidnapped from Africa and brought to the country as slaves. Many ran away and established a community in the woods, mountains, and swamps, armed themselves, and created a base on which they could operate and to which other slaves might flee. Other organized rebellions, freeing slaves, and liberating territory from which to build an independent state. To the Black people who were forced to come to this land, Black nationalism was not taken lightly. Although brutally crushed, our ancestors continued revolting. Although sold down the river, they continued to escape. Independent self-determination was what they wanted. The Blacks were, in effect, laying bricks on a foundation which would later become known as Republic of New Africa. By 1660, the social practice and oppression laws of the emerging Euro-American nation had made it clear that the Africans, free or slave, were not to be permitted to join a new white nation. Despite vicious repression, the essence of our African culture survived and bound us strongly together as a new African nation that has endured up to this date. In 1865, the 13th Amendment recognized the freedom of Black people. Under international law, Black people had four clear options as to a political future. One, the right to return to Africa as we were the victim of warfare and illegal kidnapping. Two, the right to general immigration as our family were cruel to fragment and scattered through our diaspora. Three, the right to self-determination as citizens into the United States and strive for a multiracial democracy. And four, the right to remain on this soil, negotiate with Native American, and establish our nation and an independent territory for we found ourselves on soil claimed by the U.S. in great numbers and with severe homeland ties. Clearly, the right to self-determination was available under U.S. law, because the 13th Amendment simply recognized the freedom of all Blacks. It imposed no political conditions whatsoever on a newly freed slave and contained no statement of citizenship in the American community. In varying degrees, each option were to be exercised by various segments of the Black nation. At no time, however, was a national plebiscite, people's vote, held to inform our people of the options so a collective choice could be made. For 1 year after 1965, new African nation was kept alive by a succession of dedicated nations led by Henry Adams, whose movement sought independent land anywhere, by Benjamin Pop Singleton, whose movement went to Kansas, by Edward McKay, whose movement went to Oklahoma, by Martin Garvey and Drew Ali, Elijah Muhammad, by Queen Mother Moore, Malcolm X, and others. The founder of the Provision of Government. Martin Garvey once exclaimed, "Where is the Black man government? Where is the president, his army, his navy, his men of big affairs?" On March 31, 1968, the seed of God's prophetic vision came to fruition as a force of over 500 Black nationals met in the convention in Detroit, Michigan, issued a Declaration of Independence for the Black Nation of North America, named the Nation of Republic of Africa, identified five states in the Deep South as a subjugated national territory, created base law and a provisional pro-independent government with elected officials under a mandate to free the land. Provisional government teaches that all black descendants of slaves in North America are citizens of the Republic after by birth. For we had been snatched from every region in Africa and molded by this common history of oppression and struggle into a new African nation in the world. We are geographically separated from the continent of Africa, but just as African as any nation there may choose to give up their new African citizenship, or they may choose to have a dual or a U.S. citizenship, or they may opt for the inclusion of RNA or U.S. citizenship. But new African citizenship is a right of birth, and the right to choice in this matter lies at the heart of the new African independent movement. Thus, when the Provisional Republic of Africa was established, it set about the task to inform black people of their rights under international law to self-determination, land, and reparations. Since its existence, the Provisional Government has sharpened the theoretical basis for new African political science, organized national elections for officials in the black government, demanded reparations from the U.S. government, defended itself against enemy attacks, sought to establish a diplomatic relation with other governments, and struggled for the rights of new African prisoner of war, freedom, self-government, and self-determination. The objective sought by blacks since our arrival on these shores had now reached a higher stage. What we seek? We seek land. Under international law, the land of our nation is all the land in America where black people have lived for a long time, which have worked and built upon, which we have fought to stay on. Black people have met this criteria in many areas in the country, but as a part of our reparation claim, we seek the five states now known as Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina as a necessary territory. Reparations. Reparations are the compensation owed or paid one nation by another nation, which has damaged or harmed the First Nation and its people unjustifiably. U.S. owe New African and a New African nation billions of dollars for damage done to New African through the murder of over 500 million Africans during the slave trade, during slavery and after slavery, and for social, psychological, and economic damage inflicted upon New Africa throughout the past 350 years. Plebiscite. A plebiscite is a vote by our people to determine or clarify their national status. A plebiscite is generally held to settle a dispute as to which nation and particular people and our territory belong. New African population in North America had never been afforded the opportunity to determine its national destiny. We are entitled to decide with all relevant information whether we and our land should be an independent New African nation or part of the United States of America. You know, that those are a few things that deal with the founding and establishment of what the ideology or the original problem of Africa. You know, at this time, I'd like to bring up, welcome to our guest, Mama Ayo, Vice President Mama Ayo, from the Refugee Food Africa, and also a member of New African Planning Committee. I'm about to open our lines up so that you can introduce yourself. We start this interview.
Free the land.
Free the land. Body Vanessa, how are you doing tonight?
I am, I will. Fine, thank you so
strong,
much.
Welcome. Strong, safe, and sane. You know, for the people who might not know you are, tell the people about who you are before we get into the meat of it. For the people that know, all the people who are listening in the future as well.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my name is Mama Ayo. I am a PCC representative from the Ida B. Wells District, duly elected during the November elections of 2023. Also, I was elected as first vice president during that same time. I've been active with the provisional government since around 2016, 2017, and we've been building, of course, our unit, our district here in Ida B. Wells, which is known as Memphis, Tennessee. So I am a conscious citizen worker. I work within several ministries, working with the president in the past administration and this present administration. Work within the Ministry of Health and Society as well, and working on just various projects concerning reparations, concerning foreign affairs, anything that you know, I could be of service. That is my my job description. You need to know anything else?
Okay. I appreciate that, Mama Ayo. It was just appreciate the introduction, tell us who you are, so people can basically get a guess of who's talking and where anger is coming from. Now, I understand that new affirmation day is coming up, right? For y'all understand, tell the people what is new affirmation day and why is it significant for new people to participate and basically get involved with it.
I think as New African Nation Day has evolved over time to its present condition, because we're talking about a time when new Africans come together. Faced, if you know anything about the Code of Umoja, they require the PCC and all conscious citizens to at least meet twice a year. New African Nation Day evolves where we come together, we discuss topics face-to-face. We address our citizens face-to-face and just honor who we are, celebrate, of course, and to kind of touch base, have ministerial reports, topics that are relevant. Citizens from the various districts can weigh in. And over time, we have tried to, especially during this past administration, try to branch out to all of the five states in the national territory. So we've been able to reach as far as South Carolina, Charleston. We celebrated gathering for the 55th. So for the 56th, we come back to Georgia, but in a new certified district, which is Columbus, Georgia. We've been, of course, different areas for New African Nation Day outside the national territory, but we wanted to focus a lot more within the national territory over these next few years, just to develop new districts, to encourage new Africans to come and find out what our goals and aspirations are, particularly targeting some of the younger people, the youth, to come and have conversations with the elders, to just kind of figure out and know what is the heart and the mind of the Republic of New Africa at this particular time, and discuss some of the challenges, some of the goals and aspirations, make sure we involve our children, because especially during our administration, this past administration and the present, we are promoting the family. The New African family is the foundation of the nation, and of course making sure that we establish New African units, meaning we want our citizens to know the mindset of New Africa, and we always call that make sure you have a mind behind the gun, meaning our protection, our security, the protection of the women, the children, the elders in New Africa and beyond. And with that, I yield.
Okay. Okay. For the people that are listening, now if you want to listen in the future, right, what exactly is a new African? You know, the many times people use terms such as Moor, Hebrew, Yoruba, and other things of that nature, right, that have some kind of religious, spiritual connotation to it. Is new African a spiritual thing, a religious thing? Or what exactly is a new African? What does it mean?
Well, just from I'm only speaking personally, I feel it's a combination of everything, because one of the first things in our creed is I believe in the spirituality, humanity, and genius of Black people in our renewed pursuit of these values. So we know that within the Declaration of Independence, within the preamble, we address the issue that if we really, really, really are very honest and upright, we are a combination of many strands of the African continent, the indigenous continent, because we could not control how we were mated, how we were bred, how we were inbred, and if many of us are now into this popular exploration of who we really are, our DNA, and some people come back with many different versions of. Some of us may come from the Congo as well as Ghana, as well as a little bit of Spain, a little bit of, you know, Igbo, Nigeria, and the DNA breaks it down. So we as New Africans, we called ourselves, since we are a combination of all of these things, and some of us are mixed in with the indigenous, we decided to coin the term New African because we are literally a conglomeration of many, many, many nations. So we're not just black. We're not just African-American. We're not just indigenous. We're not just Moors. We're not just aboriginals. Many of us, not all of us, are a combination of many different tribes, many different nations. So that is why we're calling ourselves New African presently. We are New Africans, and that's how we define ourselves, and that is the scientific reason. It's not a religious reason. It's not an emotional reason. It is a scientific reason why we decide we want to be called, or our founding mothers and fathers decided to be called New Africans. And it does not specifically address any type of spirituality or religion, because some of us are going to be Islamic. Some of us are going to be Buddhist. Some of us are going to be practicing what we call traditional African religions. Some of us are going to be practicing Christianity. But beyond those particular parameters, those dynamics, we're still New Africans. And with that, I yield.
Appreciate that. In regards to the New African nationality you spoke about, are people on the homeland of Africa, whether it's diaspora, people like people in Jamaica, Haiti, are they able to petition for New African citizenship, or is it strictly for people that have been victimized by the Atlantic slave trade and brought to the shores of North America?
I think in the Code of Umoja it addresses that people who do want to consider themselves to be a part of New Africa have the right to do so. And it is the job of what I say, the Ministry of Interior, the PCC, the People's Center Council, to set up what we call a ways in which they can be citizens. We've had people from other countries to be participatory in New Africa. We've had people from Haiti who declare themselves New Africans because they understand that not only are we the victims of what we call the Great Mafa, we are victims of colonialism, and presently we are considered colonial captives, enslaved people here in America. So we're all suffering from the same political system, and many, many of our brothers and sisters live here, live on this particular land base. They live in the diaspora. They live on the continent. And if they choose, because New Africa is broad and wide, we're fighting a system. And so if we combine our efforts, we can definitely work together and bring about what we call our land, our independence, especially if we have acceptance and acknowledgement that we are a nation state by people who are outside of America. So, yes, Section 6 of the Code of Umoja says people of African descent, wherever their original place of birth or domicile in the world, have the right to New African citizenship as prescribed by the People's Center Council.
Okay.
So, yes, they can definitely... Yes, they can definitely petition. They can be participatory in this independence movement that we're in. I yield.
Okay. I know you mentioned earlier about the founding mothers and the founding fathers, right, for the New African Republic, Africa, right? Can you tell me some of the founding mothers, some of the founding fathers, and tell me about a little about who they are, what they were involved with?
I think many. I think that we had a dynamic group of New Africans, some known and unknown. But of course, you have Imari Obadeli, you have Gaidi Obadeli, you have Robert Williams and his wife. Although he was in exile when he was, of course, made president, some of them are coming from the Malcolm X collective, what we call the what Malcolm X set up and they were participatory. You talk about Queen Mother Moore, who was really a Garveyite and who helped establish the Republic of New Africa coming together. You know, you have such personalities of Mama Dara or Abubakari. You definitely had Queen Mother Betty Shabazz, some of the founding cabinet members. And because I wasn't around during those times, I wasn't participatory during those times, so I'm a student of RNA history, and I'm sure you have a lot more information. But the fact that coming from different organizations, different personalities to come together to literally work together for a time, because not everybody stayed, but working together to look at and assess the condition of our people during that time. We have, of course, Mama Ialula was participatory, Herman Ferguson, just so many different personalities, people known and unknown, who helped come, who came together, who were able to write these wonderful documents that they've left to us as legacies, and to know the mindset and the realities of what was going on back in 1968 and 69, you know, the putting together a constitution, just the language of the preamble itself. And we don't know, it doesn't literally tell us who the architects or the writing, as far as I know, maybe you know more, who actually put those words together. I'm sure it was more than just one person to actually put that preamble together to identify who we are, why we decided that we wanted to declare our own nation and to actually be at the forefront of a liberation movement based on international law, human rights, to identify who our political prisoners were. There are, I mean, just a plethora. Some, as I said, that I'm not aware of, and others who have been in the light to bring New Africa into fruition and then to eventually say, you know, we want to claim the five states in the South. We want our political prisoners released, because people went to jail trying to build New Africa. People lost their lives trying to build New Africa, the whole essence and the spirit of what we were trying to do. And for us to take, for New Africans to take a bold move saying, we will never have this independent land unless we become a nation state, not just on this land, here on this landmass, and just claiming a what we call an identity, but actually demanding to the world that because of the condition, the way we were brought here in America, the way we were worked like donkeys, sun up and sun down, the way we were tricked and not really being participatory in the so-called 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, and what we call the reneging of Field Order Number 15, to literally say we've never been citizens, we were never given a choice. So we are declaring ourselves independent. We are a group of people on a common landmass with a common historical reality, and according to the law you put into place, the United Nations Declaration, you know, Human Rights Declaration. We are demanding our nation state. Have we been given that? You and I know, no, not at all. And even to address that, you owe us. There's a dollar amount for 357 years, every man, woman, and child, because you and I know that every man, woman, and child worked, labor, not paid. And that has a mathematical formula, and it's massive. And we have nations, not just the British government, not just so-called America after 1776. What happened to the new Africans that were brought before that time? They were under the British. There were some who were enslaved by the what we call the Spanish and the French. So there are multiple layers of what we're saying here. So there's a formula for us. We have a right to declare ourselves just like the Moors declare themselves a nation, the Aboriginals declare themselves a nation, the various indigenous ethnic groups here in America declare themselves a nation. We have the right to declare ourselves a nation state. With that, I yield.
Okay. I appreciate that. I understand that other nations have decorated their independence. They have a flag. What does the Division of Public Africa have that the other nation have? Does it have a flag? If so, what does the flag look like? What does it mean? Does it have a certain structure of government? Does it have an army? Does it function? How does it function in regard to the legislature, executive, and the judicial branch? How do some of these things function? Tell me a little about some of these things.
Well, one of the things that impressed me when I decided to do my research on New Africa is because it has the intent of collective work and responsibility, collective leadership, consensus. Yes, it's built into where you have the executive, you do have the legislature, you do have the judicial, you do have the military. One of the most prolific documents that I've read that not a lot of people have read and literally studied are the 8 strategic elements. Yes, we have a president. At one time, we had regional vice presidents. Now we have the capability of having 3. For the past several administrations, one in which we stepped into, we haven't had more than 1 or 2 vice presidents, but there's a capability of having several vice presidents to help lighten the load of the president. We also have ministerial positions. We have at least 12 ministries to address every sector, which involves food, clothing, shelter, health, military, of course, youth. So we do have those ministries that have their descriptions, and if they are properly functioning, it is to strengthen every sector of society and particularly those cities or what we call certified districts that New Africans are the majority. And if they aren't the majority, there's still a way to be active, informed, and participatory. We have a standing army, which is addressed in the 8 strategic elements. They are called and was named by Queen Mother Moore, the Legionnaires. But we also are part of what we call the New African Security Forces. Our goal is to create a New African United Front with the different, what we call the different formations of New Africa that are here to defend and protect. On a citizen level, when we talk about being in work, study, and training in certified districts with judges in your district, you talk about district councils, local councils, all of those things are beautifully laid out within our code of emotion, which is our code of unity. Those are the things that drew us to the Republic of New Africa, because it is a map on how we can strengthen our communities, how we can do business together, how we can protect the women, the children, and the elders, and it clearly defines codes of behavior, which is embedded in the Code of Emoja called the New African Creed. When we talk about the flag, we have a little bit of controversy because most people feel that the RNA flag is an aberration, or I would say people don't really see us as being, we didn't get permission, or it's a controversy because we have identified why we changed the flag for now, because we're in a liberation struggle. We are in a people struggle, and it still has the colors of the red, black, and green, which is Garvey's flag that he wrote about in his 1920 Universal Declaration of Negro Rights. He clearly laid it out. However, the Republic of New Africa has changed the colors around for the red to be at the top with certain dimensions, and the green to be at the top with certain dimensions, and the red in the middle, and the black at the bottom. And you will notice on the RNA flag that the red is not as uniform as the green and the black. And the reasoning is because our battle cry is free the land. We want political and economic, social independence to build our nation state. And in order to do that, we have to implement various strategies from our people all the way up to the United Nations, into the World Court, into the international community to do this or to accomplish this goal as painlessly as possible. And that's why we say we don't want to shed any blood. We don't want to shed a lot of blood. However, we know that the U.S. government since, 1969 at Aretha Franklin's church have been aggressing upon New Africa. The case of 1971 with the RNA 11, et cetera, et cetera. You know, talk about our political prisoners like Mutulu. We talk about, Herman Ferguson, because they're all tied into the liberation movement, and there are others. I mean, there's a whole list of them that have given their lives. We have our comrade, Queen Mother Asada, who had to leave. We have a couple of brothers who left on a plane and have been out of this country many, many years. We've had to defend ourselves against the U.S. government. So we're saying we want to utilize that red part of the flag to not have to sacrifice so many lives, although many are sacrificed. We have hundreds upon hundreds of political prisoners in jail now that owe their allegiance, that claim that they're New Africans and that they're part of the liberation struggle and being trained behind the walls, as we say. And then, of course, black. We're black people. We're New Africans. We are who we are. So we do have our flag. It is controversial. Many times our sisters and brothers from the Garvey movement, we have to have some discussions. But our strategy is to free that land first. We hold our plebiscite to free our land, and then the people will decide where we go back to the red, black, and green. But that's after we've won independence, statehood, and the people will speak. The people will speak on that. But for now, our battle cry is free the land with the green, the red, and the black. And with that, I yield.
I appreciate the information. First, I want to thank you for coming here, Brad. Thank you for looking at the past, present, and future, right? At this time, I want to pass it on to Brother Minister Akin McKaylee, who can introduce himself and take a further to the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Shooting land.
Mama,
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No complaints. For the audience, I am Akin McKaylee, the co-host of the radio show. I'm also a PGRNA citizen as well. So, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for being on the show, Mama Ayo, and to being able to explain a little bit about Nation Day. I know you already expanded on it a good deal, but I guess the first thing I wanted to ask, to your knowledge, what brought about Nation Day? Like, what was the roots of it? Why was it brought forth, and what does it represent?
Well, as far as I've been told, and it has been an oral discussion to me, it's just that there have been times when New Africans, particularly with the Imari and Zaidi, pulling a lot of New Africans and others together. If you read some of the documents, there's been times where New Africans gathered. They didn't just have New Africans there. They had, at some point, they had people from all liberation movements, including the PLO, including some of Zimbabwe, other personalities to come and speak with brothers and sisters who were interested in liberation, in trying to define ourselves. I don't know when the first actual New African Nation Day was held, but I know it was a gathering of people, different topics. Sometimes we talked about political prisoners, fundraising, talked about different initiatives that were happening not only within the national territory, but without. There's a lot of information that if anybody has copies of the New African Journal, their wealth of information letting you know who came to New African Nation Day, who gathered, what type of topics, many addresses to the people. And it's a time to share information. And remember, at that time, we didn't have AI. People had to gather. People didn't have the telephone and the so-called wireless telephone. So they made that sacrifice. They gathered and met and communed with one another, shared information. Initiatives were born, and at certain times it was also a time to announce presidential candidates, vice presidents, district representatives, judges. It was also a time to just talk about the conditions of political prisoners, letting information, sharing information from the Jericho movement, and all sorts of different things. I cannot exactly tell you the first New African Nation Day, but I know we've been gathering now for, this is the 56. So it's been happening for 56 years.
Okay.
And just kind of reminding ourselves of our purpose, our aims, the aims of the revolution, why we're gathering, why we are persevering, updates, and some, because I think it's very, very, strategically, scientifically, objectively, of course we would want to gather. We don't want to be talking about that on the phone. Certain things are not to be on the phone. Certain things are to be discussed face-to-face, especially in the face of, we know that we are constantly under scrutiny and internal subversion from the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO. That's ever, ever, ever present in the reality of the Republic of New Africa. I yield.
Thank you for that. Appreciate you. And just for those who are on the call, from my understanding, the First Nation Day was in 1969, and it was in Detroit was the First Nation Day. So,
thank you.
Just for that
thank
little
you.
Tidbit of information. No problem. Given that about the history of Nation Day, Mamaya, what can one expect from gathering for this Nation Day coming up this year at John Henry Clark Town? Can you tell us a little about what to expect and also what the theme of the event is, by chance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Yes, so thank you for that information, comrade. Of course, we're having it. We're having New African Nation Day. It's in a new certified district, Columbus, Georgia, which was the place in which I was born, by the way. But anyway, that's just a little tidbit of information. I've never really been to that place because my father was in the service. But the theme this year is, what is a New African? What is a New African? Because some people, don't embrace that term. If anybody knows anything about what's going on, there's an attempt by many different sectors of our community on who are we? How do we define ourselves? Some people want to be called Afro-Indigenous. Some people want to call themselves Moors Indigenous. Some people still want to use the term Black American. Some people want to use the term Afro-American. African descendant, Afro descendant, not just African descendant, but Afro descendant. So there's a lot of different conversations. We've always defined ourselves as New Africans. So what is a New African? And then, of course, the subtitle is what are the goals? The goals, the aims, the destiny, and the principles of our people. And we will be discussing some of those very things. What does it mean to be a New African? What is our responsibility if we decide that we are declaring ourselves a citizen? Does it just mean I'm a citizen? Because that comes with responsibilities, just like we are so-called supposed citizens in this country, and it comes with responsibilities. And those of us that have gone through school, it tells you clearly. It tells us in our code of morals, in our administrative handbook, that if you're a citizen, these are the things that we hope that you will agree upon. We want to talk about, you know, what is it to build a unit? What is it? What are some of the things that we need to do? What is it that we're trying to encourage our people to help with our economic empowerment? Because New Africa, right from the beginning, we want to be on land that we control, that we build our schools, our hospitals, our ability to feed ourselves, house ourselves, clothe ourselves, working with the international community, with our brothers and sisters in the diaspora. Particularly, the goal is to work with the nearest neighbors, what we call in the Caribbean, South America. And also, we want to talk about survival. We want to talk about, of course, finance. Finance is very, very important. If some of us build ourselves on the Malcolm X theory, and we are standing on the shoulders of Brother Malcolm, we're standing on the shoulders of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. He's always said, you must control our factories. We've got to do that. And that's some of the things. So how do we do it? How do we build these institutions? How do we repair, from a health perspective, how do we repair the damage, the psychological damage? How do we fortify ourselves from the onslaught of miseducation here in this country? What is African-centered education to us? Some of those conversations will be in person, and some of them will be spoken about, in various topics. We'll have a children's program, of course, where the children can gather, and we'll have activities for them. There will be, of course, a fundraising drive, because right now we are rebuilding, re-fortifying our nation's residents. Which is one of the buildings that we have secured, and it's been in our hands for 25 years. And yet it is in disrepair, so it's time to shore up. What are our strategies as far as finding community and building? What does that look like? So we have a lot of different topics. You'll have ministerial reports. You will have, of course, an address from the president. Of course, you know, we will be spiritually fortifying ourselves with the libation, reciting, and just, you know, it's really the family gathering, We're inviting everybody to come down, and because some people cannot travel, it is not. We are offering a Zoom component, and they need to go into New African Nation Day 56 on Eventbrite and register for Zoom or either in person. Of course, we're going to have a meet and greet on Friday, and then there will be a time where the community will come out. Really, it's really building the local community in Columbus to let them know that you are a citizen. We would like you to be participatory. You can, you know, be a part of nation building. And of course, we have our NGOMA, which is our celebration for another year, with entertainment, music, food. Fellowship is the biggest thing. Our ceremonial signing of the Declaration of Independence. And this year we'll be having our People Center Council meeting on Sunday, which we will, of course, we present our reports. This year it'll be unique because we're inviting elders to come and address several issues that the PGRNA is facing right now, to allow them, people from the New African Independence Movement, to weigh in and as elders, you know, give their advice, recommendations. So we're really excited about it. I think the youth should be there because these are interesting times for the Republic of New Africa. We have persevered, and we really, really want our people to see that we were duly elected, this particular administration. We have a lot to build. We have to talk about the National Election Commission and some of the plans and goals and possibly be speaking about a constitutional convention in the future. So there's a lot that's going on for this New African Nation Day. We're encouraging everyone to come. We've been the Ministry of Information and has been doing an excellent job. There's a short film out to encourage people to come, especially the youth. You know, we want the youth to be there so they know what their responsibilities are. We're just going to gather as family. And with that, I yield.
All right. Pretty land, thank you for that. Thank you for giving us those tidbits of information about what we can expect from the New African Nation Day coming up in John Henry Flower Town of Columbus, Georgia. So, going forward, and just to expound upon New African Nation Day itself, you mentioned that there are a number of speeches, not necessarily speeches, but talks to address certain issues that have come up. What about so far as any type of vending opportunities? Do you know of any, would there be any opportunities for people to buy from New Africans who are offering wares to the people? Is anything like that going on?
Thank you. Yes, that's one thing I forgot to mention. And we are encouraging, first, primary is to invite local New African vendors from the Columbus area to go ahead and set up different, what we call booths. So they will be on the ground. There will be, you know, food trucks available. And we are encouraging people who are coming to go ahead and reach out to us, particularly Brother Bomani and Brother Akin. The number, of course, has been posted on our flyers to indicate whether they would like to set up a booth, because that's a really good time for New Africans to come and purchase. They're, of course, from the PGRNA side, there'll be flags, there'll be documents that we printed out, there'll be a few books, there'll be a lapel pin and other items that they may be interested in, because we are going to be printing out some of our, of course, the Code of Moses, of course, Ujima, which is our economic plan, 8 strategic elements, the administrative handbook that is not really readily available yet, although I know soon it will be available for downloading and viewing on the website. But sometimes our citizens want to have some physical copies. There will be some T-shirts that will be available, not many, but there is going to be an opportunity to order offline and online. You can also have a hoodie. So I know that website is going to be activated soon with the T-shirt that has been chosen for this New African Nation Day, as well as others from previous New African Nation Day will be on the website as well. So, yes, I know that our particular business mentor will be there as well. So this year we'll be setting up a booth, and we deal with health and wellness, herbs from Jamaica, crystals, things like that. So we're looking forward for people to come on in, come on down, and be as participatory as you'd like.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate you expounding on that. And at this time, I will say that if we have any callers who are wanting to have any questions about New African Nation Day or for you, yourself, Mama Ayo, if they would press one on their phone so they can be recognized. If there are any callers on the line that have questions for our guests, at this time, please press one on the line. And before we go to those callers, I just have one more question, and then I will turn it over to my co-host so he can facilitate the next section of the show. In your opinion, for this New African Nation Day coming up, do you feel as if there will be kind of something for everyone so far as the lineup that they have, that everyone's have? Do you feel like it'll benefit everybody to come out and to experience Nation Day, even if just for the first time?
Oh, yes, because we'll be talking about the youth being involved with the elders, asking those questions, because whether we like it or not, the baton has to be passed on, a chance for women to weigh in as new African citizens. There'll be a chance for people who are looking for what is our economic plan, what is our role, because remember, it's about citizenship, it's about our responsibilities. It's also about, you know, we'll have some presentation on what I call survival protection. There'll be a very beautiful demonstration from the New African Scouts. That is something that's a legacy from the New African People's Organization, to talk about, New African Scouts, which we hope will be incorporated into our Ministry of Youth, at least addressed, so that New Africans can have a plan to work with our youth in a very wonderful way, and to support Camp Pumziko, which has been being put on for the last 20 years or more, to help work there as well as send our children there, and for them to be trained and to be encouraged to know about what New Africa is, being New Africans, and just learning to work together and building good friendships. I think that's the best part, knowing people are coming from different cities and districts, and to be discussing some of the challenges, the issues, some of the things that they would need from the present administration, the government, and to address some of the contradictions that have arisen over the last few months, but face-to-face, to the best of our ability. So I think it's going to be an exciting time. I think that, we've always had, especially this past administration, we've had great turnouts, and we are still expecting the same thing this year, whether it's from the local participation, as well as, people coming from different parts of the U.S. to be participatory. And this particular New African Nation Day, we're encouraging everybody, if you can't come, weigh in. Go ahead and purchase a Zoom registration so that you can be participatory and listening in on what is happening with the duly elected government and what we have envisioned over these next few years of our administration. I yield.
All right, thank you for that. At this time, I'm going to pass it to my co-host so that we can transition into the next part of the show.
Thank you so much for having me, comrade.
Thank you for being here.
For your line, comrade. I appreciate that. At this time, we're going to open up for a few callers. Hold up. I see a call. 614-285. Open line up. 614-285. You got any questions, comments, statements? Let's get this thing. Line is open. 614-285.
Boray, R.D. Free the land.
I am, I will.
Brother Bomani and Brother Akin, y'all made a fantastic choice of guest speaker this evening. Mama Ayo, you've done an excellent job, and I just feel real proud. I really am. You did a really, really good job. My question to Siki Tusana Mama. My question to you is, what motivated you to want to be a part of the nation as a whole, and more specifically, a part of New African Nation Day activities? I yield.
That's I'll try to be as brief as possible without, you know, delving too much. But originally, when I was invited to be a part of the UG, the Black Liberation Army, we were studying for a few years before we were sent to a New African Nation Day just to see what was going on. And when we went back and reported to our unit, we were encouraged. I was sent on assignment to do, you know, to be more participatory, and which we did, become more participatory, know a little bit more, and to begin to study a little bit more about what the inner workings of the government, being a new African citizen, because the perspective of the UG is different for those of us that are above ground. So it took several administrations before, you know, you become familiarized with what's going on and seeing how you can be participatory, what needs to happen, what is required, because it's work. It's a lot of work. It's interest. It's building not only yourself internally, but building the wherewithal, because this is all voluntary. Nobody gets paid for this work. Nobody. At this particular time, we don't have the capability to pay anybody, including ourselves. So right now, everything is a labor of love, you know, a labor of love, because we believe in our what we call the righteousness of this struggle. So we believe in the righteousness of it. We believe that we have the human right for self-determination, land, reparations, independence, to build our state and to build it to the best of our ability. As we begin to what we call deprogram ourselves, shake off the shackles of what we call Europeanization, amalgamation, all of those things, and to really evolve into being new Africans. And it's not easy, because we, especially from the Ministry of Health and Society, we must start with self. We say, man, know thyself, man, heal thyself, as new Africans. So there's a lot of dynamics in that. To be a part of the New African Nation Day, when we started attending, we saw a waning participation. We saw a waning participation. Until the 50th, when it was held back in the in Detroit, there was minimal participation. The 50th brought a spark, and that did come with controversy, you know, with several venues, which we disagreed with. But we decided to be participatory on the 50th, and then just stayed participatory after that. And we had to take a break during COVID 1 year, but literally New African Nation Day, when I say break, I meant we could not meet face to face. So we did meet over you know, the telephone and Zoom, but New African Nation Day did go on, and we just tried to be helpful and participatory after that, because we had a vision. We wanted to take it to different districts. We wanted to introduce model the concept of work, study, training, so that new African citizens know, because the truth be known, that part of our training, that part of understanding who we are as new Africans, you can say you're a new African because you say you woke, But what does that really look like as a new African trying to build a nation, trying to control our waterways, trying to control our education, trying to control our food, trying to control our defense, trying to control our medical, and everything in between, because everybody should be participatory in nation building. I can liken that to when we were so-called emancipated, and some of our cities, according to history, they were some of our townships were built within 6 months, because everything that we needed, new Africans, the descendants of enslaved Africans, had been doing this for 357 years. And it's no different than today. Every sector of society, from flying jets to computer programming to understanding, plumbing, refrigeration, education, everything new Africans are able to do. When will we click together, come together and say, yeah, we can do this ourselves, but also making sure that we are protected. We defend ourselves, protect ourselves, and at the same time have the blessings and support from the international community, meaning our brothers and sisters on the continent, in the Caribbean, and others like Haiti, Cuba, et cetera, have not only financial support, but their blessing. They accept that New Africa has a right to be. And, of course, the indigenous here in the United States, the Moors, the Aboriginals, knowing that we've been on this land a long time and we're asking for a parcel. The whole United States has been taken from you. We're asking for a portion to be available for the citizens who want to remain on this land in harmony with the indigenous and the Moors and the Aboriginals. And with that, I yield.
Thank you. I have another question. Let's say I'm a young parent and I want to come to Nation Day. Are there any activities for my young children, especially I have a teenager, for example? Would there be any activities that they can participate in, or do they have to just sit with me in the sessions that I am active in? I yield.
Yes, we're calling the children's activity the Shule Watoto, which means the school for the children. There will be activities based on age groups. We want them to know a little bit about New Africa. We're going to do a few little phrases to be presented to the parents later on Saturday. We want to encourage them to use their hands to participate in certain projects. We want to have a little, teach them to do a few games. We want them to be able to do a few crafts, and in between have some breaks. They'll be fed some drinks, and just make sure that they're having fun, because one of the things that we want to discourage is we don't want everybody to be sitting on their phones. We want them to be engaged. We want them to participate in things like storyboards. We want them to participate in storytelling. They may want to tell their own story. They may want to create what we call a small rap, hip-hop rap. So we do have kind of a skeleton of what we're planning for the children. And, of course, we're encouraging parents, if you put a child in to the Shule, we're expecting you to volunteer, because at the end of the day, we will have volunteers to help us out, but this is still collective work and responsibility. We will work together to make this happen. It's not going to be on the shoulders of one or two people. That is not how we operate. So, yes, there's going to be some exciting, some sports too. Get a chance to do a little sports work. Let them get outside, especially if it's sunny. Definitely challenge them to some games. Some old school games, some games they may not have heard of before, so we want them to be participatory, as well as learning a little bit about New Africa, as I said, and other challenging New African historical dynamics as well. I yield.
Okay, so it's not a babysitting service. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Brother Bomani, I heard you say there were some other callers. If that is true, then I will yield. If it is not true, then maybe I'd ask another question.
Yeah, go ahead and ask another question, Mama Connie.
Okay. Mama Ayo, you said you came into being active PGRNA around 2017. What is it about the RNA specifically? There are so many other nations and structures and work being done in various factions of our infrastructure. How is it RNA specifically attracted you? I yield.
As I said, I had a master teacher who approached me around 2012. Around 2012, and I began to do what we call work, study, and training. And as I shared with everyone, we were in work, study, and training, but we were from a UG level. And at that particular time, we were introduced to the Republic of New Africa, but from an underground perspective. Before that time, I always considered myself a nationalist, Pan-Africanist. However, I was at one time a part of the All African People's Revolutionary Party, cadre status, and traveled to the motherland and lived there for quite some time. So when I came back, I wasn't really participatory except in, you know, things like Kwanzaa, things like other little local organizations. And so when I was approached, I liked, I'm very drawn to some of the work that was being done, some of the training that was that I participated in, and definitely the documents. They're very, very, the documents were magnificent for me. And at the time I started a, what we call an underground unit here, and called ourselves certain names. And from that point on, we had a dynamic master teacher. We were very, very, very well trained and very, very and trained in knowing what is objective, what is subjective, what needs to be done to be of assistance. And so when we were introduced to the administration that was present, we thought that we could just come and be active and participate and sit at the table of the PCC, and we were told categorically, no, you have to wait. You have to be, participatory, and we spent that time. We spent that time learning, listening, assessing. So from 2017, I came and started sitting at the table as a new African citizen, being participatory, showing up at the PCC meetings, showing up at New African Nation Days, so we can knowing what was going on and coming to the conclusion that everybody is at different levels of understanding. There was uneven development, and we know that if how we were trained, if you were all studying certain documents, if you were all studying certain things, we would be less. That would happen less. So we were encouraged. I could say for myself, I always say we because I believe in the we versus the I. Knowing that, we were trained in all kinds of things, dialectics, you know, historical materialism, the notebooks we were required to read. However, we were minimally exposed to the documents and of the founding mothers and fathers, the real dreams and the plans that were supposed to be put in place. So we realized, oh yeah, and it was a very good experience for us to have to go and study and listen and learn and be participatory in the PCC before we even ran. So we sat for 3 years before we decided to be participatory from an Ida B. Wells perspective, and we had 4 reps at the time, and we've been participatory ever since, in one form or fashion. So it's not like we were elected because we said we're new Africans and we went through the process, and going through the process to be elected, to be representatives from our particular certified district. And luckily, our district was certified before we even became participatory. So we had to reboot that, you know, let them know, yes, we want to be a part. But as I said, we had to sit for 3 years to listen and learn so we can teach. And we're still learning. We are still learning, even though we are guiding ourselves in concert with our brothers and sisters to liberation, independence. It's still a learning experience, but I feel like we're getting stronger, getting better. Not perfect, definitely not perfect. There's many, 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 many conversations, many, many things that still need to be done, but I think that we're fortified as knowing that New Africa must continue. New Africa needs to step into the world arena as we build, and we say that, as we build New Africa, we need to be seen putting structures, putting our founding mothers and fathers' dreams and hopes into fruition. And my main thing, let me speak for me, if you haven't read the document, if you haven't read the plan, if you haven't implemented the plan, how are you going to come to the table? And with that, I yield.
I have one more question, if there's time, Brother Bomani and Brother Akin.
Yeah, you got one more question.
Thank you. Mama Ayo, I realize you say you've been a part since 2017, but you speak as if you've been a part since 1968. You sound very seasoned, very well studied, and active. And I find it very humbling. And so my last question is, why is it called the Republic of New Africa? Why not the Democracy of New Africa, or the Communalism of New Africa? Why is it a republic, and what does that mean? I know what we think of in the U.S. government as a republic, but what is a republic for New Africans? I thank you, and I yield.
That's a very, very good question, Mama Condi, and that's something that we get a lot of questions about. You know, the republic is the attempt to put into place that there is what we call collective work and responsibility. There is what we call a process of the citizens weighing in on the establishment of a governing structure, which we are trying to put together as having a legislature, having judicial, having a democratic, what we call, what we see as democratic, meaning that there's one man, one vote. It's not representative at all. It is you vote for the person that you want to be put in the place from the what we call the micro to the macro. Citizens have a way in because citizens are supposed to be participatory. So in my mind, that is a republic. That is not what we call this government that we are captive citizens under. So I think it's a true expression of what we would call a more democratic expression of who we are supposed to be. Now, the people, when we gain independence and statehood, they may want to call it something else. But for now, we are the provisional government of the Republic of New Africa. And hopefully when we have a plebiscite, which is a people's vote, that will change. That's the best that I can explain for now.
Your best is certainly good enough. I thank you. Y'all did a great job, Omani and Brother Akin. This was a very good choice, an excellent choice. I thank you. I yield.
Thank you, Mama Condi.
You're welcome, sweetie bump.
Okay. I have one question before I give my final thoughts. If people wanted to attend New African Nation Day, how to go about doing so? And also, if they're not able to attend physically, is there any option for that? And also, are people able to participate who are behind enemy lines?
Well, definitely, if they're behind enemy lines, you know that that's not going to be as possible unless they have a way in which they can participate via Zoom. They can write, of course. They can contact us and send some information via letters to whoever postal office box they need to. A lot of times they will write the president or myself to our post office box here in Ida B. Wells. But most New Africans, they can go to Eventbrite and they can type in New African Nation Day 56. They can choose how they want to participate, which, of course, if they're coming in person, they need to say they want to participate in the conference and the NGOMA. Or they may just want to come to the conference without the NGOMA. That's their choice. If they come, they can say what kind of meal they would like. And then, as I was explaining earlier, when you go to Eventbrite, you can click on Zoom, and you will be given the information a few days before March 29th so that you can be participatory. Those that register, hopefully you will put in an email address so that you can be sent the itinerary. Most New Africans have been sent the itinerary already, and we will, and of course, there will be some updates before the final itinerary is produced, but it gives you a good idea of what is going to be happening over the 3 days and the time frames that they will be occurring, which culminates, of course, in a PCC meeting and a criticism and self-criticism session to help us prepare for the next year. And as I said, if you have any questions, you can email pg.ministryofinformation@gmail.com. I'll say that again. If there's any questions or concerns, in lowercase letters, pgministryofinformation@gmail.com, and the organizers this year, the chairperson and the of course the person who's organizing for John Henry Clark District. And I did want to mention that if the weather permits, we will be honoring John Henry Clark, pouring libation at his grave site this year as a beginning activity for the Saturday, March 30th. We'll gather and just bless him up by a great historian whose name this particular certified district has taken on, John Henri Clark. And there are two telephone numbers. We definitely can email you those numbers, or you can call. It's 706-668-3403. Again, 706-668-3403 or 706-557-6936. Again, 706-577-6936. We had a wonderful committee this year. Everybody has been working hard. This is the first time this district has put on a new African Nation Day. We're very, very proud that it's happening in the district. It has a wonderful building. We just coming to the hood, y'all. We're gathering, and I think it will be a wonderful experience just for everybody to gather and see how each district is trying to build the people around them, create economics, create schools, create agricultural product, you know, initiatives. So I think it's going to be, I know it's going to be, I don't even want to think, I know it's going to be timely. I think it's going to be well attended with your participation, whether Zoom or in person. And we definitely, because we have some issues that have reared their head in the government right now, I think it's a good time for the New African Independence Movement to gather, to weigh in, and to plan together the next steps forward. So I'm very proud of the group of individuals who have, you know, worked on New African Nation Day 56. I yield. I hope I didn't forget anything. Or maybe the venue. I'm sorry. It's called the Embassy, 2503 Dawson Street, Columbus, Georgia. 31903. Is that correct? I think it's correct. And yeah. Everybody should just come. Come and commune together, ask questions, and create some suggestions for some of the solutions to our issues, to our people's issues, to our family issues, to our children, because whether we like it or not, we're all under what we call attack from the physical, from the spiritual, from the family, from food, from clothing. You know, we have issues that we want to talk about. We're talking about the hypersexualization of our women. We're talking about the demonization of our men. We're talking about the that New Africa. We're not building families. We don't see great examples of families that stay together, last together. We have a lot to talk about. Our political prisoners, those that have come out and who have transitioned, as well as those who are still behind the walls because they've put their lives to service of New Africa. Talking about those political prisoners who have changed from a criminal mentality to a New African mentality. We have it all: food, clothing, shelter. What is New Africa going to do? How? And at the same time, protect ourselves, defend our communities, defend our certified districts, and be a part of what we call the People's Army. And with that, I yield.
Okay, I appreciate it. Well, I want to open the line for one more person right quick. I think I got something to say. Let me see. 78642, your line is open. If you have, a quick question statement, please do so at a time. To your line is open. If you have any quick question, comment, statement, please do so at a time.
Yeah. Free the land. General Rashid from the Miami District. I don't really have, I'd like to make a couple of short comments, but I'd like to, first of all, thank those two co-hosts for us being able to talk like this on a radio show. And I definitely want to give honor to Sister Io that went down that historic trail of the PGRNA. She might didn't think she did good, but she did very, very well in doing that. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, the reason that we was in New Bethel when that tank happened was to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So thank you, Brother Atkins said that that's when it started. That is correct. That was the purpose that we was there. But we got mad and decided that they were not going to push us around anymore, that we were going to have Nation Day. We were having all over the country until a few years ago. So that was, you know, one of the things. The other thing is I'm one of the few signers of that Declaration of Independence that's still alive. And I've been blessed to be here. So that was the only two comments I wanted to make. Thank you. I yield.
And thank you, Baba Rashid.
Appreciate it, Baba.
Thank you, because you've been one of our teachers, passing on information, documents. So I'm honored to have received some of the things that you have passed on to us, and actually have an oral history as well as a written history. So and thank you, because you've been on the New African Nation Day planning committees as well. So I like I said, we have a great group. And we're just proud of ourselves. Continue the legacy, and I yield.
I appreciate it. Again, I want to thank you for coming here, Pratt. Brian, I can't say you're not going to stand. Thank you right here in the past, present, and future. You know, my final words is if you're interested in learning more about the Greater Public Africa, you can find on our social media handles on Instagram, Greater Public Africa. Twitter or X, Visit Government Republic of Africa, and Facebook, Republic of Africa, and all of our website, the www.pg-rna.com. And I'll say free to land. We'll pass it to Minister Ike McKaylee for the final words, and then we'll go out.
Free to land. This is Ike McKaylee. And my final thoughts for the show are just that. I just want to thank our guest for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate her perspective and her insight into what's going on. A celebration. I also wanted to thank the guests who came on and asked questions and had other things to say. Thank you all. And thank you for allowing us to be able to do the show. And thank you for those listeners, past, present, and future. And we look forward to being able to help in whatever way we can to facilitate the information so that we can obtain our goal of being of having our own independent, sovereign nation. Thank you all. And until next time, free the land, free the land, free the land.
My enemy in that, sir.
Ghetto children singing, see, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts, revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all them. Gotta shoot only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. But when my mom said, nigga, you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my dick and pee right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina.
banging, splitting duchess up, strap up, the armies of school, teaching smart ways to kill. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool, got me thinking out loud, fuck it, sleep on my drunkenness, I'll blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills and cop guns, the time come. I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Fuck the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to a Pella division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Fuck the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood and one nigga. Only killers know my face, I be the case for shooting at the police. Nigga, the name Lake goes simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlisting more and talk less. Watch all and trust none, demand your respect. And be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule the strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Steal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause, I gotta take you.